Welcome to The Light of the World, and this is Jerry G. Martin. When Adam and Eve sinned in the garden, God came to Adam and asked him what happened. In fact, he said, Adam, it's your responsibility to be sure that things go like we had planned. I believe God is still holding men responsible for what's going on in our culture and what's going on in our country. Over the next few days, we're going to be bringing messages specifically toward men who say that they belong to God. And I want to announce that we are preparing for our men's gathering on Friday evening, April 29th. At the end of today's broadcast, we're going to share with you how you can become a part of that. So women and men, listen carefully, because we are going to be sharing what God wants in a righteous man and a responsible man and a rewarded man. Come and go with us as we continue to walk in the light of God's word.
See, anyone who pitched their personality will change it in just a minute. They're fickle. But the one who builds his character, builds it, and that principle is steadfast, you know you can depend on that man. And then we need a man of success. People have a natural fear of failure. Most people don't go into business because they fear failure. What if I fail? We are preconditioned to failure because everything in the natural is subject to failure. Stars fall, earths quake, seas rage, buildings collapse, the earth grows old. So in this natural kingdom, things are passing away and we just think we're going to fail. To escape failure, men spend time and money trying to discover the keys to success. But there's one sure way to overcome failure, and that is success. And God has a plan for that. And he told it to Joshua in the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 7 and 8. He said this to Joshua, be strong and courageous. We need some strong men, and we need some courageous men. We still need some men who know how to roar. We need some strong men. We don't need no scary men. We don't need no wimpy men. We don't need no men looking around and see what everybody else going to say before we say something. We need some strong men. I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm not talking about abusive. I'm talking about strong. Be strong and very courageous. Joshua had just taken over for Moses, and the people, like they might do, they say, well, who put you in charge? And he was apprehensive about taking the leadership. But God says, listen, let me tell you something. Be strong and be very courageous. And he said, now listen, be careful to obey all the laws my servant Moses gave you. Don't turn from it to the right or the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. I've given you some rails to run on, and that is my word, that's my law, that's my principle. You stay with that, you're going to be successful wherever you go. Don't let this book of the law depart from your mouth. Meditate on it day and night so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous. Somebody say prosperous. And successful. Meditate on his word. Stay with the word. Obey the word. Put the word of God in your life. You will be prosperous and successful. You're going to hear a lot of messages. You're going to hear a lot of other opportunities. But if you listen to the wrong voices, you're going to make the wrong choices. God said, listen to the voice of the Lord. Get that word in your heart. Get that word in your mind. Meditate on the word of God. Stay with the word of God. You will be prosperous. So God's plan is simple, man. The first thing is we must be in the kingdom of God. And that's through our coming to Jesus Christ, inviting him into our life, allowing him to be the Lord of our life so that he can govern our life. He will deliver us from darkness and bring us into the kingdom of light. He'll bring us from fear to faith. He'll bring us from death to life. And all of this occurs when we are brought out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of God. Now, getting wisdom and achieving success is not for the faint-hearted. It's going to cost you some time, effort, work, dedication, and discipline. But I know there are many men, there are some of you still here, you're young and you've had dreams, and some of us have gotten a little older, but we haven't fulfilled the dreams that we wanted to fulfill. God is not through with you yet. You still have the opportunity to success and to excel. You still have the opportunity to succeed and to excel. You still have the opportunity. If you get out of your own way, seek the kingdom of God. Ask God, what's my next step? What do I do now? Here's something that's in my heart that I've always wanted to do. The question is, why haven't you done it? Who are you waiting on? What are you waiting on? What's the issue? What's the problem? God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. I don't know why we don't have more business people and entrepreneurs in our congregation. Not that you don't have the ability to do it. Not that you don't have the understanding to do it. You just don't do it because you're scared. But God ain't looking for no scared men. He's looking for somebody to be bold and strong. Try it. What if you succeed? Not if what if you fail. What if I succeed? There ought to be more millionaires coming up through our community and our congregations because we are as bright as anybody else. That's what we tell folks. Oh, I'm good as anybody else. I don't know why you're trying to mistreat me. I'm good as you are. Well, why don't you do something then? God's blessings upon you. We're people of God. With God on our side, we cannot fail. Oh, we can't help but be blessed if we do things God's way. Ministry is our mission. When is somebody going to say, Lord, whatever you bless me with, I'm going to turn a lot of it back over to you for your work in your kingdom. You just bless me, I ain't worried about 10%. I give you 20. I give you 30% of whatever you bless me with. And you mean that in your heart because you want to do something for God. What do you think God going to do? Oh, really? Well, I can work with that. That little dream you've been having since you were in high school, let's do that. You'll see doors open. Oh, okay. Listen, there are more miracles than just the miracle of healing. There's miracles of God's provision. There's God to give you an invention nobody ever thought of that was so simple. And you say, yeah, I thought of that. I've been thinking of that all the time. Now I'm just going to go do it. We can only be successful by putting God first. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? I believe there are some men that are in this place today that have dreams that have been buried or cast aside. You just kind of just let it lay dormant because you just said, I don't know if I could do that or want to do that. I don't have the energy, don't have the understanding, don't have the expertise. I don't know where to start next. Well, I believe that today can be a new day for your prosperity if you would take that and say, Lord, I want to do something with this mission and ministry. I want to pray for you today. I believe that man always have something in the back of their mind that they're trying to do as a success. I'm going to invite you to come up. Every man that's in business, every man that has a business, every man that want to be in business, I want him to come. Now, I want just the man, mind. We're going to have her come with you later, but I just want the man right now. Every man that's in business, come forward. Every man that want a business, every man that's thinking about a business, every young man who want to have a business later, I want you to come right now. There are some things I want to do. There's something I want to do. There's something I want to do. There's something I got this idea. I want to do that. I don't know where to start, but it's in my mind. It's in my heart. I want to do this. I want to do this. There's something I want to do. There's something I want to do. I've been working for these folk for a long time. I know how to do that. 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 I was working with a guy. He was a very bright electrician. He was a supervisor over the electrical mechanical, electrical area, and he was always complaining because he never got promoted to the next level. They didn't want to promote me. They won't promote me. I can do this and I can do that. I said, so why don't you start your own contracting business? Oh, I don't know if I can do that. I said, now you want them to recognize what you can do, but you won't even recognize what you can do. So stop complaining about them. You should be master electrician and start your own contract. You know how to do all of this. So why aren't you doing that? Stop complaining about what they're doing. You do something. I don't want to do that. You don't want to take the risk when you will not get the reward. That's what I see other people do that all the time. Them other folk walk off the job. Well, you leaving this good job? Yeah, I'm going to go start this business. And we're like, I ain't leaving this good job. Next time you see them, they living out there on the lake. You still on the same job. You'd be like, I don't know, see that? They did that because they were white. No, because he took the risk. He wasn't no smarter than you. Stop complaining about all that other stuff and just do it. Somebody say, yes, Lord, I can do this. Come on, man, say, I can do this.
I can do this.
I can do this. I can do this. With God, all things are possible. You commit your way to the Lord, and he will give you good success. I want you, whatever the plans in your mind right now, whatever the plans in your heart, say, Lord, I commit them to you. Come on, say, Lord, I commit them to you. Talk to the Lord for just a minute. Lord, I commit my plans to you. You're the ones that have brought me to this place. You're the one that have brought me to yourself. You're the one that gave me the ideas. You're the one, Father, that put this in my mind. I commit it to you. I commit it to you. You know the timing. You know the place. You know what I need to do next. And we ask you, Father, to help us. Help us, Almighty God. I thank you, Father, right now. I thank you right now, Father, for the privilege of working alongside of you. Thank you, Father, for the wisdom. Thank you, Father, for the guidance. In all of my way, I am acknowledging you, and I expect you to direct my path. Come on, talk to him. Say, I expect you to direct my path. I acknowledge you. I acknowledge your preeminence in my life. You're in charge of everything that goes on in my life. You're in charge of my career. You're in charge of my profession. You're in charge of my dream. You're in charge of where you want to take me. I give it to you right now, and I thank you for it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you for your blessing. I thank you for your favor. I thank you for your grace. I thank you for the open door. I thank you right now. Father, your words say that you are able to make all grace abound towards us so that at all times and all things we'll have all that we need.
This is Jerry G. Martin. I certainly hope you've enjoyed this message that is designed to deliver a message to men. God holds men responsible. First of all, he wants us to be righteous. Secondly, he wants us to be responsible. We are the leaders that he has assigned to lead our homes and lead our families. We are encouraging every man to take his rightful place. And I want to take this time to invite you to join us. This is a time for every believer, every man, to come back together, to get refreshed and revived so that we can be all that God wants us to be. The Light of the World has joined with several other pastors around the city in our Impact Ministries to host a men's gathering where men are going to come together from all over the city in different churches for one purpose, to get ourselves back to the place where God wants us to be. God wants us to be a righteous man and a rewarded man. So this men's gathering is Friday, April 29th. We're going to start gathering at 5 o'clock out in the parking lot. We'll have some food and fun and refreshments and some things for men to do. And then we're going to go inside at 7 o'clock and have our service where we're going to pray with one another, pray for one another, and challenge one another. There is no cost to attend this event. We want to send these men back to their churches to be men who will be spiritual leaders in their home and in their families. So wives, send your husbands. Mothers, send your sons. Fathers, bring your sons with you. Come on out. It doesn't matter what church you belong to. We're not trying to get new members. We're trying to get men to be the men that God called them to be. This is Friday, April 29th at the Light of the World Christian Fellowship at 16161 Old Humble Road. That's 16161 Old Humble Road, 5 o'clock in the evening, and we're going to get men back where they belong.